The K-Rock Football pre-game interview.
Jason Doherty is down boundary side for a chat. Jace, you've got the head of football from the Cats. Come on in, Jace.
It's going well down here. Pre-season. Lordy and I were just talking about it down here, actually. Welcome, Simon, to K-Rock Football for season 2022. A bit of a different feel. It's pretty early for a practice match and live on K-Rock, but I was just going to talk to you about a period of renewal for off the ground with some changes to the coaching staff.
Yeah, we've obviously... G'day, gents upstairs, and nice segue there, Kingy, as always. It's great to actually... It's almost a period of renewal for us at the moment. We've had some incredible people that we've had at the club in the past, but we've got 16 new staff through the footy department, and as you know, in any type of organisation, when you bring new people in, there's a fair bit of excitement and energy, and the likes of, even just to name a few, James Kelly, Matthew Egan, Shannon Burns, Eddie Betts, those types coming into our organisation for the first time. It's very exciting. Harry Taylor as well.
A seriously Geelong flavour with some of those, but Eddie Betts coming in, he looks like he could still play. I've seen him in a few clips and things like that. He's running around with the boys in training. He looks pretty fit.
Yeah, you're right, Jace. He's been jumping into training at different times, and we had a bit of a scratch match the other day, and we were missing two players. So Eddie was forward, and Shannon Burns was playing in the back pocket, and I'll tell you what, there wasn't much defending going on from Eddie, but he still is moving around very, very cleverly, and look, he's been fantastic. And just, you know, to play 17 years of AFL footy and then just jump straight into coaching, and I think the way we've all got it set up, there's real collective responsibility across the coaching group, and which has really suited Eddie, because he's been able to come in and speak right up as to how he thinks we need to set up at different points of time.
Shannon Burns in a back pocket, was he lost, Lloydie?
Oh, he was playing a very attacking half-back, but the problem was his opponent wasn't defending.
Thanks for joining us. Obviously, Kingy up here with Benny Cass and Mark Neal. What do you want to get out of today, knowing that, really, you're 10 quarters between now and Essendon in 3 weeks' time?
Yeah, Kingy, probably the big focus at the moment. Yeah, we're looking at, you're looking at a lot of minutes and game time, and we're doing a lot of heavy lifting on the training track at the moment, so players will be, yeah, we're doing a couple of sessions a week there where they're running 12 to 14 kilometres, and that's heavy, and there's big hits, and you're holding your breath for everyone to get through at different points of time. So there'll be more of that today, but I think the best thing about today, you're playing against a quality opponent in the Tigers, and they'll be the same. Everyone's now starting to jostle for positions in the team for round one, so we're probably the bigger thing as well. We've been working on some specific aspects of our game style, and you know, coming up against an opposition, everything works until you come up against an opposition. So we'll see how our some of the things we've been working on, how they work, and they will work at times and they won't work at other times. So it's an ongoing process.
Okay, for those who are in the car right now listening to us, about to pull up in the Caninia Park precinct and to roll in and watch the game, or we're going to watch it through the stream, what are they going to notice different? What are they going to pick up that's going to be obvious about the way Geelong plays their football this afternoon?
It's not rocket science. We were trying to move the ball quicker at different points of time and get it into our big keys, who are highly talented. So for that, there's obviously different methods of doing that. And I think the Geelong faithful, for it's almost in our DNA. We want to play an exciting brand of football, and that's what people come to watch. And that's something that we'll make sure that we don't want to get away from our... we've been a very good defensive team for a period of time that sets us up. But when we want to attack, we want to go all out.
Simon, you've been very successful without winning anything of recent times, but home and away record, and you've been close but haven't got there. You've got, fair to say, you've got an ageing group. What were your discussions last year and heading into this year around where you can find that improvement, how you improve, the reasons you can improve? Because, I mean, it's a really interesting year for the footy club, and a really interesting 2 to 3 years to come.
Yeah, it's a great question, Ben. You're constantly looking at, my job and, list management's job is to constantly forecast and look at, 2 years ahead, 5 years ahead, and you do go through the list, and even you look at 5 years ago, some of the players that are out there now that weren't here 5 years ago, you're constantly trying to evolve. But we're going to get increments of, performance improvements in Jack Henry and your Mark O'Connors and those types. But then we're looking at, Sam De Koning's put on 17 kilos in, and hasn't got to play much footy over his first 2 years of AFL football. So, you do need to make tough decisions and work through the likes of people that have been incredible for the club in the likes of Lockie Henderson. But now with Lockie no longer at the club, that gives Sam De Koning an opportunity, you know, down the track. So Tyson Stengel coming into the team as a, you know, very smart, you know, small goal-kicking forward. And then, you know, Max Holmes is going to be a better player as well, you know, having played a year of senior footy now, and you can see his running ability. So there's things that, you know, Geelong supporters will come to watch, and they want to see those improvements and those younger players coming through. So that'll be the focus on us. But again, you're constantly trying to evolve, but you're trying to keep your list healthy as well. So there's aspects of, you know, different points of time. You need everyone up and about at the right time of the year, and there are aspects of last year where we were flying at certain points, but we weren't at the right time.
You're talking about improvements, and you see these guys work every day. I know you don't like to individualise, but who are two or three players, maybe younger players, that fans can look at? And I'm not saying they're going to jump up and be stars this year, but who are two or three younger players who you think have had really, really good pre-seasons and can be players of the future for the Cats?
Yeah, probably just the one I touched on, Neildy, is Sam De Koning. You know, Sam is one that, you know, again, it'd be a process over the next, you know, 1 to 3 years. You look at somebody like that coming in, and you can see him, you know, playing for the next 10 to 15 years at the club, and his body's going to get stronger, and he's going to have his good days and his bad days. But he's spent an entire, you know, 2 years and this whole pre-season playing on Tom Hawkins and Asava Radicalea and Jeremy Cameron. So, And constantly he's being educated by, you know, now, you know Harry Taylor and Matt Egan. And, you know, so it's really doing a long apprenticeship. So I get excited by that. I get excited by Toby Conway and Mitch Nevitt and our younger brigade coming in. But, you know, Toby is one that's he's been, you know, equipping himself, and he's only just come in. He's only been here for 3 months. And but he's got a... you can see that he's a good leader. He's a strong character, and he'll get to where he needs to get to. But again, we need to be patient on those type of things.
We're speaking with Cats footy boss Simon Lloyd. He's Mark Neild on KROQ Footy.
Lloydie, how are you going?
Good, Needle. How are you?
Yeah, good, mate. Hey, listen, I know you wouldn't have intended to do this, because we all know that you are one of the planet's nicest people. But before you gave credit for that wonderful question to me, not Ben. Now, Ben's flat, because I understand why you would have done that, because it was a quality question, and Ben's absolutely flat. He's sitting beside me here.
It was a great question. Yeah. Sorry, Ben.
Simon. I'll get on a couch and
I'm not talking to you enough.
Have
Ben.
A wristwatch across me, you know, just so I'm a Dr. Phil sort of style will sort me out. Yeah. Well, Lordy can do that stuff too. We'll get off that.
Maybe it's a test, Ben.
Yes. No, I've passed it. Righto. Lordie, back to me, mate. Hey, listen, you said that you've been working on some tweaks to the game style, and you also mentioned that today's a lot about getting minutes into certain players. You've got a new coaching group up in the coaches' box. How's that going to work? Because in the past, sometimes we have heard, particularly experienced coaches, talk about these days where you're playing 6-6, if you like. It becomes an exercise in managing magnets, and you sort of can. It's hard to focus on the game style. So, how's that going to work for the boys in the coach's box today?
Yeah, well, we've sat down as a, you know, I've sat down with the coaching group, and they've worked through exactly what each quarter looks like and who's playing where. But we've also talked about some things we really want to achieve out of the six quarters. So you'll find the latter part of, you know, the fifth and sixth quarter, a lot of players will drop out, and we've got something like 16 or 17 VFL players that will play. And that's happened across the competition over the last, you know, couple of days. So for us, there will be that management. But I think, look, we're going to get plenty of opportunity to get a lot of minutes into them today. But again, it's you do find you've got, what, 45, 46 players on your list, and there's only, what, 22 positions plus a sub. So you've got players that are, they understand that it's competitive within, and but we're also trying to get, you know, the groups of players that will be playing together come round one against Essendon, and we're trying to get them exposed. And, you know, Tyson Stengel, you know, we need to see him playing very closely to Jeremy Cameron and Tom Hawkins.
Absolutely do, Hammett. The next one's more about you. It's all about you, actually, and the role that you have. Now, we know that change, Lloydie, can be difficult for people, and you mentioned before, I think you said about 16 new staff into the footy department. How have you handled that, given that you're a constant and Chris is a constant with all these other new people coming in? Have you had to do some things differently yourself over this summer so far?
I know I needed a holiday through Christmas, Neilty. It's look, it was pretty
bit of time in the car, yeah, right, yeah, here too, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, there was road trip. But we ended up through October, November, December. You know, we lost the prelim, and a couple of days later, we've lost a few assistant coaches, and they were incredible for this football club, and always will be. But for us, you know, you're having, you know, say for example, one role, you have 120 applications. So I come in sort of at the pointy end, but in saying that, for the club and our HR department, there's a huge amount of work that goes into ensuring we bring the right people into our organisation. And then I suppose it's that making sure there's clarity around what people's roles look like. And when they first come into the organisation, everyone's trying to feel where they actually fit and get settled. But we do actually feel we've got a really good group, but we've also got people that have been in the industry for a long period of time. You know, Nigel Lappin and Shane O'Brien and Scotty and Stephen Wells, and you know, so there are constants, but it's really, it's a period of rejuvenation, and it's really exciting.
Simon, Duncan, Henry, Myers, Menegola, Rowan, O'Connor, Segler are the seven senior players that aren't playing this afternoon. Do you expect? Have you put a line through any of them for round one in terms of that they just won't get to the start line?
Not at this stage.
Okay. So we might see some of them on the Gold Coast?
Yeah, you definitely will. So we've got a number of those that you've just named are in full training at the moment. And others are in full training in 2 weeks' time. So it just becomes a timing thing. You know, one or two of those may... maybe there at round one, but if not, they'll be there at round two.
Simon, with the exposed area down there at the City Inn, I noticed there's some guys in some hard hats down there. Just they should maybe be signed up. They're collecting the footies down there brilliantly. But has it created a different sort of vacuum, a bit of a wind through there, or has it just done absolutely nothing?
Well, it feels like it's just, Jason could probably add...
He's doing my job down here now.
It feels like it's just circular at the moment. It's not too strong. It's a beautiful day for footy.
No, but even just at training, have you noticed that there's a different... mix. I know when the other stand was being built, the players' stand, there was wind whistling through there all over the place, and it actually played a bit of havoc with the footies.
Yeah, I think, not so much at this point of time, but look, actually, it's just blown up as we speak. It's coming right towards my back at the moment. But last time when we had the players' stand, you could really feel it, but not so much this time. I suppose it depends on the time of day.
Well, if you win the toss, kick with the wind.
Yeah, it's good, Addy.
Lloydie, we really appreciate your time. We know we're going to talk to you quite a bit throughout the year, both through, obviously, K-Rock Football and krockfootball.com.au. Very generous with your time this morning, and we wish you the best of luck for this afternoon and a big six quarters.
Yeah, my votes today go to Ben.
Yeah, good on you, Simon. Lloydie, that is pathetic. That's what we love. You have not changed at all. Don't come on here and talk about change management. That's you from all your life. That is unbelievable. Go away from me. That's terrible work from you.
Thanks, Lloydie. Have a good day.
See you guys.
Simon Lloyd joining us there. Geelong's footy boss having a chat to us. So
the K-Rock Football pre-game interview.